Are you ready for your next winter adventure? Whether it's a stylish all-wheel drive SUV to get the family where they need to go, or an innovative EV to make the switch to electric, ChevyDriveChicago.com has you covered. With Equinox, Traverse, Silverado, Trax, and Trailblazer, you're sure to find the perfect Chevy to match your needs and lifestyle. But finding the right car is only part of the story. Winter weather is here, and your vehicle needs to be ready for anything. From oil changes and tire rotations to unexpected repairs, your local Chevy dealer is here to help. Their team of experts knows your vehicle, and they will make sure your car is safe, reliable, and ready to handle whatever the season brings. So why wait? Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today to find your local dealer, shop the latest vehicles, and schedule your service appointment. ChevyDriveChicago.com. That's ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
We are joined right now on our fan hotline by sports director Jeff Hathor. Good morning to you, Jeff. How you doing, buddy?
Morning, guys.
Jeff, I'm curious. The coaching tree conversation has come up again as the Baltimore Ravens, they let somebody go. They hired Chuck Pagano, and I have astutely pointed out on Twitter that now Pat McAfee has a larger coaching tree than Mike Tomlin. I've never heard your opinion on it, though. Do you think that the A, size of the staff matters, and then B, what do you make of the whole coaching tree thing?
Well, I think new ideas matter. Size I think matters because that means you're bringing in fresh ideas, you're bringing in different thoughts. You know, there's not just one way to do it. There's a way to lead it, there's a way to form it, and you want to have that central voice, but you also want to have other ideas. Like, who could come in and give you something different, maybe something you hadn't thought of. And that's why this talk, you know, of a Mike Holmgren or Bobby Slowick or somebody like that coming in, especially a Holmgren who's been head coach at two iconic franchises, just saying, hey, we tried this, or hey, this really didn't work, or how about this, especially on the offensive end. I look at it more that way. And as far as the tree goes, I mean, it's obvious. I think this, though, too, the Steelers have tend to hire older coaches or retain coaches that get to a point where they don't have options. I mean, obviously Bruce Arians is an exception there, but there's no defending it. I mean, they haven't had young coaches go on and do other things.
Jeff, there's a lot of movement from former Steelers that have become coaches in this coaching cycle. I mean, Randall L, there's a lot of guys, Deshae Townsend, there's a lot of guys, Larry Foote, there's a lot of guys out there that were former Steelers that are coaching in the NFL right now. And most of those guys were under Tomlin as players at one point. Now people can say, well, Tomlin had Joey Porter at one point, but Joey Porter never played for Tomlin. But the guys that did play for him, why do you think that he has never brought back any of his former players that are coaches now to kind of coach not just positions, but coach the culture that he's probably preaching?
I mean, if you want to be an optimist, you'd say that well, he's looking for different ideas, and he figures that those guys are going to kind of mirror what he said because they grew up with him. It's a great question because Larry Foote is a guy who's really rising through the ranks and is very well respected. So is Randall L. I know Hines is more of a coward guy, but when, you know, before Zani got the job, there's a lot of call like, why don't you bring somebody like that back? At this point, I'm not as concerned of bringing those. Like I was saying, I think they need just some new, especially on the offensive end, just somebody that's got a different opinion than what's already been here for the last couple of decades.
It's a two-point.
Jeff, right to the rim. Zach Austin.
It's a two-point game. Right here to the rim. Here comes Jalen Lowe. Lowe kicks it to Austin. Austin, three. Zach Austin! And Zach Austin! Zach Austin!
I love that call. What do you think of his performance the other night, man? I saw you at the arena. It's always good seeing you there. Five blocks and 15 points.
Yeah, he was he's spectacular. And you guys know I haven't all played basketball. Like if somebody gets by you, your immediate thought is, oh. But when you got someone that can clean up the mess, that can block a floater, let alone a layup or a three from the corner, but a floater, I mean, the guy can help change not just what you do defensively, but the momentum of a game. What a huge energy burst it is for a team to have a guy be able to block shots to make. And not only that, you know, what started all of it, what gave Pitt the lead they never gave back was he's in the corner for a three, simple head fake. Defender goes by, gathering dribble to the left, hits that three. Pitt takes the lead. Like little stuff like that. Zach has been, he's been big for them. He obviously had the big shot at the Ohio State game, played some great defense. I mean, that's how they have to play. The margin for error is slim. They need to come with that type of intensity. And then you got guys that can make differences. Maybe it's not always on the offensive end, but Austin is the guy who can clean that up. And when you can get a guard now potentially thinking when they're driving the lane, where's Austin? Anything that gets them out of where they want to be, that's an advantage for you.
You think they're back on track, Jeff?
I do. I think they're playing better. I was a little worried coming out of halftime when Carolina had a quick 5-0 run because they didn't seem to be where they needed to be, and Cable called a timeout and they were able to get it back. As long as they keep that intensity, yeah, I think they're a tournament team. And the game at Carolina is going to be tough, but there are a lot of winnable games on their schedule from here on out.
Jeff, awesome. As always, we love that Zach Austin call, by the way.
I love it.
It's awesome.
I love it. That's a great picture of you over your right shoulder, by the way.
Can you settle a debate here? What was it? You guys had a debate off air.
Yes.
There's a picture. There's a picture, not the one of you and your daughter, but above your right shoulder. I think it's a headshot of you, and Doran doesn't think it's you.
Which one? This one?
No, from the on the other side.
In the middle,
black and white photo.
This is great radio. Yeah. Watch us on YouTube.
Yeah, that's me.
He's not even looking at it. He's looking down.
He doesn't know what picture he's looking at.
He doesn't know the picture.
Undetermined.
You're talking about that one up there, right?
Yes.
Yes, that's me.
20 bucks, 20 big ones.
I think it's a nice looking picture, Jeff.
It's a W for Patty Boy.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Carl.
Thanks, Jeff.
Bye-bye. Jeff Hathaway.
Thanks for nothing.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 8664 season.